9B. Afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon, and NC9B, this is N0TR. And Leon, I think I got it. I had to think there, Leon. How you doing?
Tom today. Tom, just to get you to think. Oh, but doing good. I finally just got in the truck towards the house, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, Tom's a retired guy. You sure travel a lot.
We got, this car had 8,700 on it, didn't it, Bernice? And we got 20,000 on it now, and we've had it for 2 years. not too much. We don't travel much, Leon. Just Aldi's and Walmart's, and we're going out to eat now, and that's about it. And we very rarely do that.
Prices are going nowadays. It's kind of hard to justify going out to eat, but I take the wife out every now and then, even when she don't need it. I still take her out, but I think I'm taking her to the Ham Fest up there in Pigeon Forge, or I guess the Seaverville Ham Fest. I just made some reservations today for that, so I'm going to take her to that, which kind of surprised me, because she's all excited about going.
Well, you got a lot of stuff up there for, let me turn this radio down, tourists and that. Did you see where ND7J is selling off his station, and I didn't know if he was looking for anything in particular, but do I need to turn here, Bernice? There's a real fine station with almost anything you can think of that you might need, and it's all up for sale right now.
That might be something somebody might consider taking up to Silverville Hamfest. You can't move that way, but I'm not too sure why I'm going. I think I'm going to just take the wife out, but KO4IM, I don't know if you know him or not, Walt, I was able to get a rotator from him, so I spent my allocation for the last 6 months, if you will. If the wife won't let me buy any more, I don't know. It might be something small, maybe a connector or some coax or something.
Well, Bob has a little bit of everything. And I know he said he'd sell the whole station for $15,000, but he's got everything from a really, really excellent amplifier for $5,500 to towers, to antennas, to guy wires, and the whole nine yards. He had one of the finest stations that I've ever seen in my life. I've seen two like that three that were of that caliber.
Like good quality stuff, but unfortunately my beer budget doesn't allow me the finer things in life sometimes, I guess. I was eyeballing a radio they had on sale on R&L Electronics. It was like $6,000. Man, that would be nice, but way above my pay grade.
A beer economy and a champagne appetite. That's same with me. What kind of a radio was that for that much?
Was it the Yaesu 9000? I don't remember. I throw that out there. I don't recall. All I know is, you know, I look at the, oh, look, radio. Well, look at the price. And if the price is reasonable, I might look at the model number.
I've had Kenwoods all my life. I just had a couple of them, and I'm 77 years old. I ain't going to change now. I don't have to relearn the menus and that. But I used to. It wouldn't bother me a bit, but I have a 590 SG, and it does everything I want. I'd like to have the 890, but I'm like you, Leon. It's $4,000, and if you look at the receive specifications on it, it doesn't exceed what I got. So about the only thing I'd like to have is that band scope. You know, I had a band scope, but when I changed computers, something went haywire, and I don't know how to get it going again. But the band scope is nice.
That would be nice, but I've been looking at the antenna analyzers, and kind of leaning towards a rig expert. But then again, I spent my allocation for this month, or at least a week, or whatever she's gonna allow me to have. So you never know. But that's why I believe it worked. Work is for my play money in C9V.
The rig experts are excellent. I have one. I wish I had the newer model. But it's something you stick in the drawer after you analyze your antennas, and then you won't use it for ancient times after that. But do you know where those are made at, Leon?
Overseas. I can't remember the name of the country, but it's one of the, I want to say, Yugoslavian-style countries over there.
No, you was close, but it's in the Ukraine. Does that tell you something?
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah. But, you know, they can't afford to defend themselves.
But I suspect you'll see that come to a peace agreement very quickly now. Trump's got his 2 cents in there, and he's tired of seeing people killed and on both sides, and I think he'll settle that real quick. I think that was more for show than anything else. Just get it settled. I never seen a good war yet, and I was in the Vietnam War, and no, I would not want to go back. It's not one of my favorite places. And I didn't ever see any of the other ones that were justifiable other than World War II. And I think that was most justifiable. It's a shame that we had to wait around until 6 million Jewish people were killed before we got involved. But that's where the times were back there, Leon. And isolationism, I guess they called it. Anyways, Leon, we've arrived at the Little Rebel. And glad you hollered at me. I really enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you down the line. The grub awaits, NC9V and 0TR73's, Leon.
Wow, the Little Rebel. I like that old place. I probably convinced the wife to go there. But y'all enjoy the dinner, and you take the missus out, and you treat her well. I'm sure she deserves it. But that would you all these years. 73, Tom. Y'all take care. NC9V. GTM, NC9V. You listen, Dean?